Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning to me. Show 200. 3 years on the air. Show number 200. This is my bicentennial. And I am so honored today. I told you I would do this. I did it. I got him on the show. We're going to do a 4-to-6-part series on dental health. I'm here with my favorite dentist, Dr. Randolph Aguilera. Doc, say hello.
Good morning, Dr. Medici. I'm so happy to be here today.
We have, what, a 14-15-year relationship?
Exactly.
We have come up the hard way in dentistry, all right? You, what, an extra 15 or 20 years before me. But the education I have gotten, absolutely unbelievable. I marvel at it. I thank you, to you personally and publicly, for what you've shared with me about teeth. And we're going to do a 4-to-6-part series. I want my listeners, my wonderful listeners, to really get the ins and outs of dentistry, because you know the slant from me. Unless you get educated, you're going to get hurt. So what we're going to do, Dr. A, you and I, we're going to take topics, and over 4 to 6 different shows, we're going to break the topics down and try to give our audience the inside track so they would navigate it the way you or I would navigate it.
Absolutely.
You can't get ripped off in dentistry. I can't get ripped off in dentistry because we know all the tricks. We know what to do. We know how to spend our time, money, and energy, and that's what we want to give our audience. So, as always, get on the website, straighttalk.cc. You've got to listen to the pictures. You've got to listen through the pictures. You have to do that. We're both looking at the pictures. We want you to be looking at the pictures. And here we go. Let's start it off. Cavities. All right? Would you distinguish between a cavity and a hole in the tooth? So you guys out there, you're wondering if you've got cavities. We're going to make a distinction. A hole in a tooth versus a cavity. Dr. Ray, it's yours.
All right, a cavity simply is a depression or maybe an abnormality in the normal surface of the tooth. What we're really looking about, what we're talking about, is decay, caries. So when someone says they have a cavity or they might have a cavity in their tooth, what they're really asking is, doctor, do I have decay or do I have caries in my tooth? And oftentimes, on the outside surface of a tooth, on the enamel or on that layer.
Okay, so here, we're going to go to take a look, guys, at picture number one. Look at picture number one. Dr. Aguilera just mentioned enamel, dentin, pulp cavity. Look at picture number one so you know what he's talking about. We're in the enamel, the white part of the tooth.
So on the enamel, as you look there, the outer surface is enamel, and that layer right underneath the enamel is dentin. But if you follow the contour of that crown down toward the gum line, you'll see you pick up that layer right underneath the enamel, which is dentin. So oftentimes you'll see a brown spot on the enamel, on the side of the tooth, on the enamel, or a brown spot on the side of the tooth, on the dentin, just above the gum line.
I'm going to show them a real picture of a tooth that exposes the dentin. So guys, go to picture number five. Go to picture number five. And look at the two Bucky Beaver teeth.
Now,
can you explain that, Doc? The two Bucky Beaver teeth.
On the two Bucky Beaver teeth, what we're seeing, that's the two front teeth, that's 8 and 9, up toward the gum line, you'll notice where the enamel disappears, and then that yellowish surface just before the gum line, that's the root surface. That's dentin. And oftentimes, patients will get a stain there. And that stain does not necessarily mean there's decay there, but there is definitely a stain. So I would say 90%, 95% of the time on the outside surface of the tooth, if you see stain in that area, it does not necessarily mean that there is decay. That just means that the Dentin, which is much more porous than the enamel surface, has picked up stain either through your drink or food. And it has to be differentiated. And you say, but it's sensitive. Of course it's sensitive. When you touch it with your toothbrush or even with your fingernail, what you're talking about is you're touching the outside surface of dentin. Those are dentinal tubules that communicate directly to the pulp of the tooth. And if you scrape on the outside surface of those dentinal tubules, what will happen is you will move that fluid inside those tubules, and it feels like at times that you're actually directly contacting the nerve.
So you're saying that those brown spots that people are looking at now, I hope you are, get a mirror, look in your teeth, you're afraid to go to the dentist. Don't be afraid to go to this dentist. His hands are fantastic. Believe me, I wouldn't have worked with him for 15 years otherwise. His bedside manner is tremendous. His office staff, Penny at the front desk, Kitty on the lines in the back, really, really good people. I don't like dentists. I grew up in New York. Dentists were the enemies. You never went and you paid the price. So what I want my audience to do now is get a mirror and look at your teeth. Look at those brown stains. What Dr. A is saying is those brown stains may or may not be cavities. And what we don't want is you to walk in and have your worst fear concern that somebody's going to rip and drill out your face because of each of those brown stains represents the beginning of the end for that tooth. There's a distinction between the two, and this is what we're making. Now, let's talk about how these cavities form. Point being, I want the gang to look at book here. Picture number 7. Doc, you and I went through this book yesterday, Cure Tooth Decay by Nagel, forwarded by a couple of dentists. And what Nagel is saying, basically, and I put a article, I want you guys to catch the article up top, quick to view the full article on cured tooth decay. Because at time, we're not going to go into that article. Doc, you've read it. I've read it. Guys, you read it later on. It's out of this book, Cured Tooth Decay. And what they're saying is that before we decided that bacteria created acids and that those acids, Streptococcus mutans, put these brown spots and other forms of holes in the teeth, before we decided that that's what was driving disease, which is Pasteurian, meaning Pasteur said, find the microbe, it causes the problem, kill the microbe. So brush the teeth, use the toothpaste, disinfect with UV light. There was Metchnikov, and you guys have heard me talk about Metchnikov on the show before. Metchnikov, a laureate, Nobel also, was saying, no, the terrain. And before we pinned tooth decay on Streptococcus mutans, in other words, the dissolution of the enamel, thus the hole or the cavity we're talking about, we were saying that possibly if the tooth was mineralized and strong and the environment of the tooth was had high integrity, that the bacteria that you got from eating carbs and junk food wouldn't eat through the enamel. So there's a concept that's called mineralization of the tooth. And sometimes the mineralization can arrest the decay. It can stop it. And one thing I've always loved about you, Doc, as a dentist, is you've understood what arrested decay is and that the beginning of the cavity just might be facing the high integrity of the enamel in such a way that your own tooth will resolve the decay. That's the distinction you're making. But would you talk to us about what we mean by mineralization of the tooth and some of the things you've seen in clinical practice where people start getting cavities, not because they're eating worse, not because their hygiene has suffered, but because they're demineralizing. Could you get into that?
Absolutely. Demineralization of the enamel surface and of the dentin surface is something we see all the time, especially with some of our patients who are absolutely perfect with hygiene, but they get into a stressful situation.
Like what? Like
they're
stress?
Taking care of a loved one. My patient population is normally 40 and over. And oftentimes these patients will get in a situation where a spouse is now fighting a disease process that they're having to take care of them hand and mouth. Or absolutely, if the younger population, even in a situation whether it's finals week or it's midterm.
You said it to me 10 years ago. I had the brown spots. You said, Medici, you're under stress. I said, yes, I am under stress. I mean, I know you think this way because you told me this a full decade ago.
Correct.
You see this a lot.
And if the patient can get his oral environment back in balance, no stress anymore, and eliminate the other factors that are contributing to that oral environment that is now imbalanced, and get it back into balance, and with the proper food, with the proper nutrition, and the proper hygiene, and the proper pH in the mouth, the body has a tremendous ability to heal and repair, and it will recalcify those areas of decalcification.
Guys, you got to hear what he just said. Recalcify those areas where your enamel is leaking minerals, making holes. And if the dentist you're seeing isn't sensitive to that, then what they're going to do is immediately write that hole, that brown spot, off as a cavity, drill it out, put some cheap resin in there, have that resin detach from the enamel surface or a metal, and before you know it, you've got a bigger cavity. This is what Dr. A doesn't do. This is what he hasn't done since I've known him, and that's 15 years. This is one of the reasons we have a relationship. This is why I've brought him on the show, and we're going to go now for a good six shows to make sure you start understanding what you're being told. Demineralization because of stress. Can you think about this now? Taking care of a loved one is stress. What else would you call the kind of stress you've seen, if you think about it, where people just demineralize? Out of nowhere, they start getting these brown spots, these cavities. A couple of other examples.
Well,
sleep.
Sleep deprivation, lack of exercise, lack of proper nutrition. All these will definitely contribute to stress. Stress of the whole oral environment, the whole body. You can't disassociate the mouth from the rest of the body.
I'm going to jump in with a little bit more of the chemistry here. The stress that we're talking about means the adrenals compensate the stress and your cortisol goes way up. Once the cortisol goes way up, what do you guys do? You know, because you listen to the show, you lose bone. Stress means cortisol spikes. You urinate out your minerals, your potassium, your sodium, your magnesium, your calcium. And in response to that, the body's got to buffer the blood so it starts dissolving the bone. The first place the body's going to dissolve the bone is what? The jawbone, the tooth socket, and the enamel. Pregnant ladies, famous for this. Pregnancy, think of it. 9 months of that little thing sucking everything you put into your body into itself at your expense. You don't sleep, you eat, but the food doesn't go to you. You're under stress half the time. Then after you birth, you're after more stress. And like you're saying, Dr. A, what do a lot of females point out after that year or two? All of a sudden, boom, they've got cavities.
Absolutely.
Can they do anything to remineralize? They have to change. If you watch their decay, right? And you've done this with me. You hold back before you drill and then see if the decay arrests itself, counseling them in terms of lifestyle. Have you had experience with the MI paste?
I have, and it's a wonderful product. It's the phosphate, the calcium phosphate that will go in and actually help the body, give it more site-specific repair materials for that area to recalcify. The body is fantastic at healing and repairing, and if you give it the right nutrients, you give it the right armamentarium, it will do that. And all you need to do is counsel the patient before we go in there and start drilling. Because remember, once you drill on a tooth, once you create an artificial cavity that needs to be filled now, you are forever always going to have to refill it, depending on what time span and what type of material, where it's located. But one thing is for sure, guaranteed, there will be a time in the future, well, it will have to be replaced, and if it's not done properly, you may have to end up with a bigger hole and a bigger filling, and
so
that will be replaced down the line.
We spend a little bit of time on if you do have a cavity, a bona fide cavity, you've got to get it drilled. And we talked yesterday about the problem with a high-speed drill in that it goes so fast it creates heat, and that can inflame the pulp, and how you've got some great countermeasures to that that maybe we'll discuss on another show. But that also, once that hole is put there, if you put metal in, explain what happens. We don't want to spend too much time on the metal thing because most of my audience knows metal as a sealant for the cavity is no good. But we're going to discuss what a lot of dentists do that you don't do, meaning you put what, a porcelain in?
A porcelain material in. Well, when you have a cavity, you have three choices to fill it. You can fill it with a metal, a plastic, or a glass.
What's the problem with the metal?
The metal, a metal filling.
listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.